Blog Talk Radio.
Good day and good evening, beloved gods and goddesses. This is Jane Quasar and Zoraya and Zora are, you know, in the wings. So welcome to this impromptu call, which we had promised we would have this week, which was to have a Q&A call. So this is it, and it will only be Q&A for all of you, and hopefully all of your questions will be answered through this call. But before we begin, let's go ahead and just do a short invocation, our Saint Germain's invocation meditation. So everyone, just find yourself a quiet place on the floor in a chair, sitting upright, and begin to breathe in, breathing in vital life force energy coming directly from source. Bring that in through your heart and through your crown chakra, and just let it kind of flow and swirl in to every part of your body, every cell. So bringing it in into your heart, filling the heart with all the beautiful sparkles of golden white light, and then in through your crown chakra and filling in your head in at every part of your head space, every cell as well. And just go ahead and bring this all in, breathing it in, and then letting just go of all that no longer serves you, letting go of duality, letting go of any negative thoughts, any negativity, any pains, any aches, all those things that are part of 3D, 4D, that no longer is a part of who you are. So just breathe it in again. Breathe in deeply and just hold for, you know, 3-4 seconds, and then just release and let go of all of what no longer serves you. Let's do that a couple more times on your own. Breathing in deeply. That life force is going in through every cell from head all the way down to your toes. And just hold it 3-4 seconds. And then just release. And you could feel that energy coming and flowing out through your fingertips as well as through your toes. And now just breathe and relax naturally. Wonderful. Beautiful. Let us begin. I am my I am presence. I breathe light into my heart center. I am a temple of light and love. Power of the violet flame of forgiveness to transmute all the causes, core effects, habits, records, and memories of every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that reflects anything associated with such things such as poverty consciousness, victimhood, separation, powerlessness, low vitality, suffering, ill health, disease, misuse of male or female energy, misuse of power, self-hatred, shame, belief in being bad, fear, rage, negative judgment of any kind and prejudice, attachment to people, doing things my way, or lack and limitation of any kind. As we go through this meditation invocation, we are letting go of all the limitations that we have ever been programmed and have incurred in this lifetime or any lifetime. And so with forgiveness and love as my intention, I blaze that violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy that has my signature on it in any place and time that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of my God or Goddess self. I trust my God or Goddess self to transmute every speck of my being into the highest love and light, health and abundance that is. I ask my I Am Presence to fill this space with the golden light of God's infinite light and love, health and abundance in the name of Mother, Father, God, Prime Creator, and Source. I accept this as accomplished. It is done, and I know it. And so be it. And just another couple of deep breaths in and out, integrating all these beautiful energies now and connecting with your I Am Presence, your higher self. And so we are ready now to continue with our call. I'll go ahead and bring in Zoraya or Zora, and let's see who's here. Zora, or is this Zoraya? Well, it looks like I'm going to have to call Zoraya. Looks like here we go. We'll go ahead and give them a call again. Here we are.
Hello.
There you are. And so
yeah,
Zoraya,
I went to unmute myself and cut myself off.
That's okay. Anyways, we're ready for our question and answer call. So are you ready to bring your dad in after you just say hi to our folks, our beautiful gods and goddesses?
Sure. Okay, everybody, I know you can hear me, so have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving afternoon or evening, wherever you happen to be. And if you prefer, hopefully you're out there with Mother Nature, maybe sitting in the grass or whatever, and connecting to Terra Crista, which is always a good thing to do, and prepare yourself for whatever comes next with my father, and we shall see what he says. Anyway, so I'm going to hush, and I'm going to let my father come through, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Zoraya. Okay, for our new people, just wanted to let you know that this is not a regular channeling. Zoraya, or Billy, actually leaves his body and lets Zora come into and becomes part of Zoraya's body. So Zora's essence is completely in Zoraya's body, and Zoraya is now in Zora's body, wherever Zora is at. So here we go. And it just takes, it's like a twinkling of an eye, and they're able to switch completely. It's amazing, amazing. Zora, are you with us?
Indeed, beloved goddess. Of course I'm here.
Of course you are.
And,
of course you're everywhere, yes. Anyways. And so, of course.
Indeed.
And so welcome. Welcome to this wonderful show. It's only a question and answer. So I'd like to go ahead and get started, if I
go
can.
Go ahead.
And what I will do right now is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go back from what I have on my list, and then I'll go to what I have on the board. So the first one will be on the board, and this individual is 860 ending in 4642. I will unmute you, and now, hello, 4642, you're on the air with Zora.
Good evening, Jane.
Yes.
Good evening, Zora. This is Serena,
mm-hmm.
And I have a question. Very, very simple question. Hopefully it will be simple answer. My question is, who's my twin flame and where he is?
Hmm. You want to know who your twin flame is? Well, it's not for me to say that who he is and where he is. Expect him when galactic disclosure comes forth, then he will reveal himself to you. So It's not for me to do at this time, just to give you a name of him or to give you his location or what is trying the vicinity. I will tell you as far as the vicinity, he is on what is called New Jerusalem. So as to what his name is, that's not for me to say.
But he's on this ship. Okay.
He is indeed.
Okay.
Okay.
So I will
very good.
At least something I got, some information. Thank you.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. So
thank you.
As we continue, yes, you're welcome. So as we continue this call, let's go ahead and make it, remember to mention who you are, where you're calling from, and your one question, okay, so we can get everybody's questions answered. All right, next person is 770, ending in 1245. Okay. Hello? 1245.
Hello, this is Vivian. Namaste to everybody on the call. I'm in Georgia, and I am on the same track, Zora. Last time you mentioned that my twin was on the New Jerusalem also, and I was just wondering if you're able to tell me what he's doing on the New Jerusalem.
He's preparing to come to Earth, or Terra Christa.
Does he have a task while he's there on the New Jerusalem?
Just preparing himself for his mission ahead.
Okay. I think I know what that is. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. All right, Vivian. All right. Next one. I'll put her on the there we go. Okay. So Zora, there was a question that came up. And the first question, actually, that they had emailed me was, when is the big rainbow event going to happen to awaken and to remove duality and to reduce crimes?
Well, that falls into the realm of what is called the source and prime creator. So they would be the ones to have to... address that, and presently the prime creator is elsewhere.
So where is the where is that rainbow wave presently then?
Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
In the process of entering your orbit.
All right. Well, then, if I would like to ask, Zora, just for everybody's sake, I know that it's really Prime Creator's and Source's decision as to when it's really going to fully appear.
Engulf the Earth.
Engulf the Earth. Right. And do you, in your just an idea, do you see this coming this year? I guess.
I would say yes.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Zora. I also wanted to mention to people that there's tremendous amount of energies already. You know, we had the 8-8 Lionsgate portal of Stargates that have just happened. So many of you I know can feel that those energies, and we'll also have another one coming up on August 11th. I think, you know, instead of thinking about maybe the big wave, we already know that that's coming. So in the meantime, just begin to do your work to integrate the present huge energies that are already present and continuing to soak into everyone's bodies and into Terra Christa. Did you want to say anything in regards to that, Zora?
Not really, no.
Okay, all right. So the next person then is 215, ending in 7497. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Here we go. 7497.
Good evening. This is Kathy in Philly.
Hello, Kathy.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, Zora, I have a question about Lucid Dreamer. This is Thomas.
Ah.
Yes, I've been listening to what he has to say, and I like his energy. And until very recently, and he does that YouTube, you're always getting little snippets about what's going on behind the scenes. And I don't really know what and who he's affiliated with, other than he appears to have a tremendous inside knowledge. But the one thing that has disturbed me as of recently is that he is saying there is not enough money in the entire world for this RV to happen and that it will not be happening. Yet and still, I'm so shocked. Could you enlighten all of us about this?
Well, understand that the your blessing is digital. So it matters not that there's not enough money in the entire world. Even when it goes into a digital form, it can be an infinite number.
Gosh, that's so obvious. I don't know why I didn't get that.
Indeed.
So you would think he would make that, he would know that about that.
Well, you know, he's going on the premise of trying to put together as the currency being in paper form, and it will not be paper form, it will be in a digital form. So therefore, it'd be a number on a computer and or in your account in the form of a digital account. So you can have infinite numbers in a digital account.
Well, that makes super sense. Got it. Yes.
Of course
right.
It does. And then you will, of course, then you will have what is called an unlimited, what is called a limitless card, or what you term a credit card, but it would be what you call a black card, and it will have no limit. So you will simply use that card to do your transactions with.
Very interesting.
Of course.
And so to expand just a little bit more with him, is he someone of the light that has the people's heart?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I feel an affinity with him. And so I've been fooled before. So let me ask a master.
Ah, you're a master. In fact, you're a goddess.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is much, much higher than a master.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Okay. Thank you. I guess it's your decision. It's your choice.
I'm still waiting for Zora to help me out. He knows I'm waiting for him. I guess I'll keep waiting, right, Zora?
Indeed.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so much. Many and lots of love.
Okay.
Of course.
Thank you. All right. Next, we'll go on to the next. Thanks, dear. Bye. Okay, next person is, hold on a second. Next person is 314 ending in 2036.
From St. Louis.
Hello. You are Jim?
Jim from St. Louis, yes.
Oh, okay. Hello, Jim. Okay.
I'm glad to talk with y'all, and thank you for the question and answer session. And I was reading about the Zim, if you can expand on that. If that is, they say some people are saying the 60 is going to be lopped off of it. Could you?
Understand, beloved God. They have put it into a form of what is called a bond, and a bond is a note that cannot be you cannot eliminate any zeros off of it at all, because it is a bond, and therefore cannot be cut up, as it is so termed.
Yes, sir. That's what I thought. Well, just keep It's just all that information. We just got to keep diligent and discern the information. So thanks for your time, and have a great evening. I'll keep on listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. We have another question here that I'd like to also mention.
All right.
Someone else had also asked if you could say hello to our Spanish-speaking community, especially those that visit Gabby's page on Facebook.
Say hello to them?
Yes.
In what manner?
Just to say hello, Dora.
Well, understand, when I do at this time speak to multitudes, they and I'm in giving forth a message, then of course the message will hit their ears in their own native tongue. So it matters not whether I speak Spanish or whether I speak American. So it's still going to hit their ear to their understanding. So anyway,
okay.
But to the Spanish-speaking peoples, understand that you're gods and you're goddesses. And I say hello and greetings to you all. And, of course, plain and simple.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Zora. And, of course, we want to say it globally to all of our everyone that are Spanish, you know, because we have a large, large group around the world. We don't want to say that it's specifically for a specific group. We are very global. We are one. Everybody needs to begin to think of each other as being one, and everyone is just part of who you are. That's why we are all gods and goddesses, and we are all brothers and sisters around the world. It matters not what nationality, what language you speak.
That is true.
Okay. All right. So then our next caller online is 9220-770, ending in 9220. You're on the air.
Good evening, Jane and Zora. This is Angela from Florida. I have a question for Zora. For the past month or so, I've been getting this throbbing on my fingers and on my feet. But my feet gets really, really hot. And my fingers, if I put it on the trees, the pointer, middle finger, and on my ring finger, on my third eye, I get all the colors of the chakras that comes up. And then at one point, I would, like, fall asleep, but in my mind's eye, I would see this dove or this, it's like a dove, going outwards, and I would be asleep. But then within that time, it would only be a time of 15 minutes that's passing. And also, when I'm leaving, when I'm driving or I'm going somewhere, I know I'm leaving my driveway, I know I'm leaving my home, but then I don't recognize anything on my journey until I get where I'm going and I've parked the car and I'm there. I just want to know what is happening.
In the sense you're doing what this time is you're metamorphosizing into your, what is called, into your crystalline makeup. Your body is shifting through your DNA to a crystalline-based DNA. And and your being is also metamorphosizing as well. And it's a very subtle, but it is happening. You are changing. And so the throbbing, that will subside, as well as any tingling as well. because your body is acclimating itself to the new energy. So that is what is transpiring. And nothing to be alarmed about whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Just welcome it. Welcome the change that is coming upon you, because as it engulfs you, begins to engulf you, your reasoning patterns will change to more of a to more of a fifth dimensional understanding. And as this happens, more and more, actually, you'll have less and less questions, because your knowingness will start coming to the surface, and you will know without any doubt exactly what is happening with you and what is happening around you. So this is like a prelude to your your ascension.
Okay. And also on my forehead, right above next to my third eye, there's like a raised part of my my flesh or whatever. It looks like two wings. When you look in the mirror, you can visibly see it. Like, it looks like two wings. That's there, and it was never there before.
As I have said, your body is changing, and as it changes, your appearance will be altered as well. It is nothing to worry about.
Okay.
It is a wondrous thing to occur. So, you are changing. Yes, you are. And physically and both mentally, spiritually, in all avenues, you are changing. And it's a welcome change, quite alarming to some peoples, but it is also quite an enjoyable feeling that you are experiencing.
Yes,
so,
okay, thank you.
And it is wonderful that you came and brought it out for other people to hear what you are experiencing, because soon they will be experiencing exactly the same thing.
I was just wondering if anyone else is experiencing that also. Not concerned about it.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and let Zora answer that. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute now so we can get to the next question. But go ahead and answer that, Zora. We have a ton of people yet to go. So as far as other people going through the same experience, how do you see that for the planet right now?
Well, it is an individual journey as well, but the transformation that's taking place with that beloved child is also going to occur within everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you, Zora. Our next person is 619 ending in 7260.
Yeah, hello, this is Scott in San Diego.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Jane. I have not talked to you guys for about 9 months.
Indeed.
My question is about the RV. As Zora always says, it's rolling out. I was the one that told you guys or asked you guys if it was rolling uphill, and everybody laughed, and 9 months later, we're still waiting for it. So, can you tell us something besides it's rolling out? Yeah.
Huh. Well, for some, it has already rolled out. And
they have
already done their exchanges. And for others, it is still yet to come. But the yet to come is imminently close, as you term it, imminently at any moment, his prime creator has specifically told me not to do what is termed as to give a date, which I will not do. And so you must wait, I guess. And I know you do not like that word wait, but it is what is there. And of course, Prime Creator is instructed me to tell you that it is imminently what is called in the works, the best way to put it. But and so all of the what is called documentation has been what is called finalized, as they are so termed. And so as far as what is called the RB coming forth of the global currency reset, that still will be coming through, of course, for the entire globe. For your internet, what is called internet family, as it is termed, your tier fours, you will soon be doing what is termed as receiving announcement or a communications by way of a email to you, because understand what they call the quantum financial system already knows who you are, and they already know where you are, and they already know that you're on their list to be contacted for you to come in to do what is termed as your appointments or your account forming, your humanitarian, which is called mission. Have your humanitarian mission put down on paper. No more than a three-page summary.
Two in one or something that Brady wants for her eggs. I'm just gonna make.
Can you tell us why this is taking so long, Zora?
Why is it taking so long? Well, as I have said, other people have already, it has already happened for them. So you can't, it is difficult to answer that question in a manner in which you will be satisfied because others have already exchanged, and so it is happening, and it is happening for others that are already also in the what is termed the tier three. They have already exchanged, and the tier fours are also beginning as well. The fullness of the exchange is not going to be what is that slang term they use on the surface? A slam bang or thing. It's not going to be that way. It's going to be an orderly fashion, and it's going to come at the time that you least expect it to happen. So, as to when is it going to come? It's already here. It just hasn't. What's done with this time has reached your account or has not reached your announcement has not been sent to you yet. But it is all in alignment to do that, and it will do that. But we must have patience again to allow this to come forth and also keep manifesting what you desire, because your manifestation intuitive power will also let you know when it is time for you to exchange, to set up your appointments. Your personal, what is called knowingness, will know before your conscious mind knows it.
Do you have a screen rate on the Zim? Last question.
The screen rate on the Zim, well, what is termed the international rate, is 25 cents. But it has also been noted that in some avenues, it is a one-to-one. $1 for one Zim. So Even if it was to, you know, revalue at the 25 cents, you're looking at 25 trillion American dollars. So that is nothing to laugh at, so to speak.
Right.
But, and so your, what is called your contract rate will be much, much higher than that.
Right.
Okay.
It will be,
thank you, Scott.
Most, your contract rate will be in a triple digit setup.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you, Scott. Okay. And in regards to the ZIM, I did hear recently today that they're trying to push it up to 72 cents. So that's just an FYI, people. And our next caller now is 631 ending in 3633.
Hello. Hi, Jane. It's Denise from
Hello.
New York.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, beloved Dallas.
Hi,
yes.
Zora. Nice to talk to you.
Hello, beloved goddess.
Hello.
Okay, we're ready for your question.
Yes, Zora. This question's for Zora. Zora, can you tell me what star system I'm from in that family? It's from?
I believe I had already told you what it was. Arcturian.
Arcturian? No, this is the first time I'm speaking to you, Zora.
Ah. You sound familiar. Sound familiar to another goddess that was also speaking.
Oh.
You are Arcturian.
Arcturian? Oh, thank you. What about my husband?
Yeah. Okay.
Likewise.
Arcturian. Oh, very good.
Okay. Thank you, Denise.
Can I say something else?
Well, we're trying to do one question per person, but go ahead.
Zora, my son is trying to find work and he can't seem to find it. Do you see anything in the future for him?
What kind of work is he in?
He's trying to find paralegal. He's just graduated from college, university.
Mm-hmm. What he might need to do is contact the Bar Association.
Okay.
The Bar Association will be able to direct him in the right direction as to where to go.
Okay. Very good. Thank
Indeed.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Jane.
You. All right.
All right.
Okay. The next question that I have on my list here, Zora, is,
mm-hmm.
again, this is, well, you've actually answered the question in regards to the RV, so we won't need to address that. And another question has to do with how do we get the 800 numbers? Go ahead, Zora. We all know the answer to that, but if you can just reiterate that to everyone.
It will go out to what is termed to prospective websites, which is called the Intel Dinar Chronicles will receive it. And what is termed your TNT Dinar will also receive it, and it will go out to other prospective, which is called websites. It will also be put out once we receive it on the Zora Apollo Earth. It will also be placed into a newsletter. So you will also have it there. So it is, they're coming out everywhere.
Thank you, Zora. Another question is, does the healing technique go through metal objects or containers?
It goes through the earth.
Okay.
Matters not whether you have, there is no barrier with this technique, none.
Correct. Right.
It goes to all forms of matter.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And it's faster than light.
Indeed.
So. Okay, so the next question is coming from 773. Oops, hold on a second. Ending in 0410. Hello? One
hi,
question
hi,
per
Jane.
Person.
Hi, Sora.
Hello? Yes.
Hi.
This is
Jan calling from Dr. Jan from Chicago. Hi, Zora. I'm calling because my dad, who's in the skilled nursing facility, he's too weak and ill to be able to make it to the healing ships in Sedona and that Box Canyon area. So I'm just wondering if you know if there's any place closer to Ojai, California, because he wears the headband, you know, when we're doing stuff, and he comes home and I treat him. But he had a bad night last night, and I'm trying to see if there's a way that he doesn't have to travel sort of out of state, because I don't know if that travel he can do that.
Understand when what this term does, the Galactic Federation disclosure occurs, and the other healing ships decloak. Understand this. There will be ships outside of all metropolitan areas. It will not matter whether it is in California or what other state, because you already have the healing vessels in outside of every metropolitan area, outside of Chicago, outside of Denver, outside of San Francisco, outside of Los Angeles, outside of Seattle. They are everywhere, but they are cloaked. And when I brought everyone to the attention of the one in Sedona was because someone had accidentally discovered it. And so there are some outside of the city where your father resides, but to find it, that is another matter. But when the time
right.
but when the time is right, it will be. There will be no doubt as to where it is, because you will see it.
Okay, and so you foresee that in the foreseeable near future, right?
I do indeed.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I keep
Jan.
Telling him. So thank you, Jane. Thank you, Zora. Appreciate it.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Next person is 804 ending in 8261. Hi there. 8261?
Hi. Yes.
You are?
Gloria from Mount Shasta.
Okay. Hi. Hello, Gloria.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Zora.
Hello. And how are you this day?
Hello. I'm doing just fine. I'm really excited about the things I've been learning, and I've been doing my work, you know, my meditation, and everything just seems to be getting better and better. Thank you.
Of course it is.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at your picture, Zora, and you have like a medallion around your neck.
Indeed.
What is that? What is that for?
That is just a symbol of Hollow Earth.
Oh, okay. And do you all wear gowns and robes all the time? In Hollow Earth?
Sometimes we walk around in our birthday suit.
In what?
What you term a birthday suit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a new phone and it's not very clear. But anyway. Okay.
Well,
so
it is commonly referred to as in the nude or in the buff.
Oh, really? Oh, that sounds very comfortable. I mean, the robes and the gowns are beautiful, but, you know, it seems like, you know, it could be a little bit more, it could be uncomfortable at times.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's a sign of Hollow Earth. Okay.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Okay.
Thank you, Zora.
Be well. Uh-huh. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next question is 407, ending in 7570. Hold on, Zora. 570, you're on the air with Zora.
Hi, Zora. This is Tommy from Florida.
Hello.
I have a question. I've been a vegan since I was young, and I've been meditating since I was young. So life is good, and I'm always blessed. But since you're the gatekeeper of Hollow Earth, I would like to visit Hollow Earth.
Well, I understand when the time is appropriate, we should be would be what would be termed as your disclosure. You will all be, all those that wish to come to visit Hollow Earth will be able to.
Yeah, there's also, Zora, there's also an echo. Tommy, I think there's an echo on your phone.
Okay, is it better now?
Well, okay, let's go ahead and continue then. Okay.
Yes, I'm
all right.
So you're, is your question answered then?
Yes. So
okay.
So when the disclosure come and we get to go visit Hollow Earth, right?
Indeed.
There you go.
If you desire to.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know.
All right.
Indeed.
Thank you. All right. 901 ending in 3451. 3451. You're on the air. Zora.
Hello, Zora. This is Troy from Nashville.
Hello,
Troy.
How are you this day?
I am doing good. I should have said it was Oktar, the name you gave me a while back.
Indeed.
But anyway, the reason I'm calling is Jared Rand, talks about the med beds. And I'm just kind of curious when they are going to be available for us to start manufacturing. You know, is it going to be a year, 2 years, or are we very close at doing that?
I would say within this year.
Really? Well, then I need some money so I can get my trucking company up and going so I can start transporting them.
Well, when you get your blessing, you will have that those funds.
As long as the cabal will keep their hands out of the pot, we might get it sooner than we think.
Thank you,
well, I understand that the cabal is not going to be able to do at this time as to rob you of your blessing, because the Galactics are overseeing all the exchanges that are taking place, and so those that are exchanging do fall under the protection of the Galactic Federation. So rest easy that you are protected. So I would say simply prepare yourself for your exchange with the confidence of knowing that you're under a thumb shelter of the Galactic Federation.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, Troy. Okay.
Hey.
Okay. All right. We'll go put Troy back on mute. And our next person is 562, ending in 6239.
Hi, Jane and Zora. It's Cindy Taylor calling from Long Beach, California.
Indeed.
Hello. I have a very simple question. I only have one current photo ID, my license for the exchange, and I keep reading all over the internet that you need two photo IDs. I have a Xerox copy of my last job. I worked for state parole for 12 years, And when I retired, my boss asked me, do you want a copy of your photo ID? And I said, sure. Will that be okay with the bankers when I go into exchange? I have my birth certificate, my Social Security card, but I don't have a passport or a Sam's card or anything like that. I only have my current driver's license photo ID and the photocopy from when I worked for the state. Will that be acceptable when I go into exchange?
What I would do is go ahead and get yourself a passport.
I don't have the money. I don't have the money to get a passport. And I don't think I'm going to have the time, because if the exchange is coming up soon, it takes like 90 days to get a passport. So my question is, I don't even know how much it costs to get a passport.
It's not as expensive as you would think.
Well, my next Social Security check deposits on the 15th, next Wednesday. So
hey,
I could
Cindy?
Look. Yeah.
I just, for anyone that has any questions in regards to what you need for the exchange, we are having another call on Saturday, so I might as well go ahead and make this announcement. We have a call just with Dr. Keir. So she already has a whole list of information to reiterate, and then again to be able to let everybody know the updates on all the information, so you will know exactly what you need to do for the exchange. So if you can hang in there, wait until Saturday.
I know she wants two current photo IDs, and I only have a driver's license. My question to both of you was, will they accept and acknowledge the copy of my photograph with a signature on both sides when I worked for the state? That's another photo ID.
Well, that
correct.
Should be sufficient as well.
I would bring that. Sure, I would bring that with me. Sure.
Okay. Okay, because
okay.
Kira
all
made
right,
it sound
Cindy.
Like they had to be both current. That's what confused me. So they don't have to be current. One could be current and one could be an older ID? That's my question.
Well, if your ID
As long as your picture is there and you have your signature on it, should
uh-huh.
be quite sufficient.
Okay.
The date would
okay.
not matter.
Okay.
All right, Cindy.
That's what. Thank you. That's what I needed to know. I'll get. I'll, you can mute me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
All
and
right.
you can also go down to what is termed as the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, and you can get a secondary ID on the spot.
Okay, I just muted her when she told me to mute her, Zora.
Well,
so, but she heard you.
She heard it, too.
Yes, okay. We
anyway.
Have our next caller, which is 410, ending in 2789.
Jeez. Hello, Zora. Arlene in Maryland.
Okay, hi,
Arlene in Maryland?
Yeah.
Arlene.
And I listen to you all the time, and I love your show, and I love you, Zora, and I believe in you, and
indeed.
We just can't wait to, meet you and let you land on our property. And anyway, my question is, Kim Possible, was she directed to have the only code that will bring the money through Treasury Department for the Prosperity or the RV? I'm confused about that. And a lot of people don't believe that she's the only one that she said the Galactic gave one person the code and it was her.
That is an incorrect statement.
Okay. I thought so. So we're not believing
okay.
in her tank.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Zora.
Thank you.
And you, Jane. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the question. Okay. 916, ending in 9584. Hi.
Hello.
91. Yes.
Hi, it's this Dr. is Tom. Hi, Dr. Tom.
Hello, Dr. Tom. Zora's on the call with you.
Good. So I have a question, Zora. I'm moving back up to Lake Tahoe, Reno area. That's where I'm from. And I wanted to know if you knew some, because I've been practicing for 30 years, in the last 2 years, I use intuitive healing methods. And I find that when I'm out hiking in the Tahoe area, incline, the high desert, do you have any areas that you would recommend where you could really get the extra, you know, zap?
extra zap.
Yeah, extra zap. You know, just
well, I would say the extra zap would be diving into what is termed Lake Tahoe.
Absolutely.
Because there are vessels underneath Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And so, if you were to jump into Lake Tahoe, specifically. In the area of what is called King's Beach, and
yeah.
also in what is in the area known as Zephyr Cove, I think it is called.
Yeah.
Those two areas are very close to the to some of the vessels that are in the Lake Tahoe vicinity. So, if you
okay.
were to dive into the water in, near those areas. You would get a what is called a boost, if you time it.
But what about the incline? Incline's right around the corner there, but you're just saying King's Beach and Zephyr Cove, so.
Well, those
okay.
particular ones, and also where the castle is.
Yes, exactly. Okay, very
indeed.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks, Zora. I appreciate your time, and have a great evening.
Indeed.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thanks, Dr. Tom. And our next caller is it's a long distance caller. So it starts with 6394, ending in 3868. Hello? You're on the call with Zora.
Hello. Hello,
yes.
Aga.
Who is?
Hello, Zora.
You are?
Hello, Jane. This is Hermie. I'm calling from Perth, Australia.
Okay. Hi, Hermie. Okay.
Yeah,
down under.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, my question is, you see, we have a higher self, our God self. And, okay, our God self like to do something for our physical body. My question is, how much percentage my higher self... am I following my higher self? How much percentage? I'm following my higher self completely. Is he happy about it?
So your question is how, what percentage are you in following your higher self?
Yeah, my God self. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I would say you're at least at 75%, going up to 80%.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. yeah. Thank you. Another quick question. Where about my twin flame?
You what?
Where about my twin flame? Where is my twin flame?
I will tell you that your twin flame. Is what is termed as an aborigine.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm happy for that. Yeah. Okay.
Indeed.
Thank you
okay.
Very much.
Thank you.
And I will tell you that she's
bye-bye.
In Australia as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Very
have a
nice.
Great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You as well. Yeah. Okay, so our next caller, I guess he's hung up already.
Indeed.
Oh, it looks like. Did hello? Is this 6-4? Yeah, 6-4-7. I think we did 5-4-5-7, right? Oh, yes, you're
hi,
not.
Hi, it's Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Pardon?
Yes, hi. It's Mike from Toronto.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, could you tell me my starseed origin? Oh, thank you. Could you tell me the starseed origin and my soul name? Thank you.
Your soul name?
My spirit name and my star origin, where I am from.
You are Pleiadian.
And the name of the spirit of the soul? I don't know.
He's
that
asking,
would be
are
what
you asking for your name?
Yeah, the spirit name or the soul name, like the original, the first one.
Oh, his your galactic name.
Oh, galactic name, yes, thank you.
Indeed. That would be Wultar.
Wultar?
No, Wultar. W-U-L-T-A-R. Tar.
Wultar. Thank you. Blessings.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Next one. We're moving right along here. Is 780 ending in 2255.
Hi,
780 ending in. Yes. Is this it?
Hi. Yes, it is.
You are?
My name's Brenda. I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, okay, Brenda. Huh.
Okay, so my question for Zora is, you know, there's lots of activity taking place right now with Trump working on shutting down the Federal Reserve. He recently signed the H.R. 5404 legislation about soft disclosure of gold-backed currency.
Mm-hmm.
The elections in Zimbabwe, there was the Zadira Act. Q is coming out of the woodwork to the mainstream media. And so it's just kind of a question if you could comment on, like, there's a lot of things happening here, Zora, a lot of things that are leading someplace.
They are leading up to what is termed as the reunion, or, if you will, what is termed as the galactic disclosure.
Oh, and the space program was announced today as well.
Indeed.
And so could you give us any idea in terms of time frame?
Well, according to what is called Prime Creator, it is the time frame, or existence, if you will, would be before the end of this fiscal year.
So is the RV going to take place before the end of this fiscal year for us?
I would hope so. You should have, I'm not going to do it this time to give an exact date, but I will tell you that it is imminently in the process of coming forth. And yes, it will happen well before the end of this year. It will be any moment now, so keep your ears open and keep your patience in check. And what is termed, also just expect your blessing to occur and manifest your blessing to occur. And it all stems to what is termed as meditation. So you need to meditate continuously to bring forth your particular blessing. So you want to continue to meditate yourself as often and as long as you can.
Zora? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And so who is my twin flame? Where are they? Could you give me that information, please?
Well, that is more than one question. so I cannot do that now because we are limited to one question each.
I think the line's shorter, though. Well, it didn't take me long to get on. I haven't been waiting all that long.
Okay, we need to get on with the next question. So, Zora, did you want to tell her or not?
Her galactic name is Sapphire.
Okay.
Oh, but I want to know my twin flame.
I'm sorry?
Your twin flame. You want to... who is it, you ask?
Yeah, who is it and where are they?
I will not tell you who it is because that is not my place to do that. Where are they? They are in a place called Sedona.
Really?
Okay, Brenda. Got to let you go, dear. That's funny.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Let's try to get it to one question, please. 979 ending in 1004. Hello?
Hi, Zora and Jane. It's Vanessa from Texas.
Okay, Vanessa. Your question for Zora.
Okay. It is one question, but I have to ask it in two parts, and there's a reason why. Of course, you guys know me pretty well and our family. I do have one question about Zora. Do you believe that Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, is a benevolent entity that is trying to do similar work as what you are, like when people listen to Kryon? And there's a reason why my actual question comes from what your energy is.
Okay, Vanessa, just go ahead and let Zora answer before. Okay. Go ahead, Zora.
You wish to know if Kryon, the one who channels Kryon, is on the same page as myself?
Correct.
If he's a benevolent trying to work like you are trying to work, he's pure, and
well, I would say yes. I would say yes. He is what you call benevolent, because understand the benevolent beings. Are being what is called vacated from this planet.
Okay. The question I wanted to get to, if your question was yes, was I listened to one of Lee Carroll's channeling with Kryon, and he was talking about our Makarba. I cannot pronounce it right, but Makarba.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
and how he was saying that if you open it up and you actually take and integrate it with others, it can help and enlighten you. And he also said to make sure every morning to thank your ancestors, because most people know that their ancestors really are yourself in other time is really you in other times, as well as other beings that are within your family. And I did it differently, not as directed as he did.
Hey.
And yeah.
So
sorry.
What is the question that you wanted to ask Zora?
Well, I asked my galactic family to link their Merkabas with my own. And a lot of things different have happened since then. And I just wanted to make sure that with the changes I've experienced, was that a safe thing to do? And if you could explain a little bit more about what the linking of the Merkaba is meant for.
There we go. Okay, Zora.
For those that do not understand that. Sorry.
So in essence, you want to know the link between your present existence and what is called the Merkaba. Is that correct?
Well, no. When you link your Merkaba with others, how that the purpose of doing that, because when I did that with, I asked galactic beings by name to do that, and everything in my life has changed since then, and I'm not fully understanding what I did.
You simply opened. You simply opened yourself up to positive input or download,
right,
if you will, and you're about to receive that download. So I would say remain patient and ask for your download, as it is so termed. Ask for your download each time you lay down to slumber. And then you will get your download in a form that will be understandable to you, and also it will be an upliftment for you and a healing for you as well.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa.
Okay. Thank you. Love you guys.
Indeed.
All right. Next person is 307 ending in 7608.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
You're on the air,
my name is Jackie. I'm calling from Wyoming. And hi, Zora and Jane. Thank you for taking my call. The question I have is with all this change, with all these politics and whatever. They're trying to explore the what's it called, space force. Is there anything that we need to be afraid of, or, you know, I my feeling is that this is all like one family, and I want to know that it's going to be all right, and I don't know if this is good or bad. That's my question. Hello?
So, I'm here.
Does it make any sense? I don't know. You know, I mean, I've been listening for a long time, and I'm not afraid of the galactics. I'm not afraid of any of that stuff, because I believe there everything that's going to come is going to be good. And with this Space Force, I don't know if it's really going to happen or if it's something that we need to be afraid of or... So that's all I was calling to ask.
Indeed. Your, which is called your higher self, or your goddess of your being, has the answer that you seek. You simply need to do what is termed as to ask the goddess of your being to reveal that message to you.
I think
and,
I already have.
I know you have. so you already have your answer.
I know. I know in my heart. That's all that I need to know. Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next caller is 928 ending in 6275.
Yes, hello, this is Misha in Arizona. And my question is, I've been told in my writings that I have hybrid children. And I have been told different dates in the past that they really thought that they were going to be landing down here and coming to when they come to the Earth. And now I've been also told that they are really going to, for sure, come this year, before the end of this year. And my question is whether or not you can foresee that that's really set in cement now, and it really is going to happen this year.
Well, according to my word, I'm getting from what is called Prime Creator, that the galactic disclosure is going to occur before the end of this year. So that will pretty much answers your question. And yes, you will see your hybrid children.
Okay, by the end of this year.
Indeed.
Okay. All right, that's
okay.
That was really going to be positive, and it really is going to happen. So thank you very much.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you. All right.
And it could happen sooner.
Our next caller is...
It could even happen sooner.
Okay. All right. Our next caller, Zora, is 929, ending in 5009.
Hey, Zora.
Indeed.
Hello.
Caleb. Can you hear me?
This is... I'm sorry.
Caleb.
Who is it?
Caleb,
okay,
from
Caleb?
Los Angeles.
Yes.
My one
question
was...
for Zora. Mm-hmm.
Yes, where is my twin flame, and if you can give me... And if I've met her before.
And you're in Los Angeles?
Yes. Beverly Hills, to be specific.
Indeed. You have met her in Malibu.
Interesting. Okay. In Malibu.
That's all.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And now we have 404 ending in 8319.
Hi. I'm Karen. How are you, Jane and Zora?
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jersey, even though, well, I'm in Jersey currently, put it that way. I have a question about, I had a past life week question, and she took me downstairs, and I opened the door. Everything was pitch black. There was no stars in the sky, and I sat up on a large rock, but I could hear the ocean to my right and pitch black to my left. Everything was pitch black. She said, get down and walk, and she asked me, do I see a light? I look back, the light was in my footsteps. So I'd like to know, who am I? I know I'm an old soul, but was I here at the beginning of time? Hello?
I'm here. And your question is again?
Who am I? Was I here at the beginning? Very beginning, because I was by myself and everything was pitch black, but light was in my, as I walked, I could see the light. When I looked back, the light, the only light was the light in my footsteps, my footprint.
Ah.
But everything was pitch black. There was no light, no stars in the sky. The ocean was to my right. It was black, dark, and I was on a large rock, and to my left was just darkness. And I walked to the left, which was land, of course, but the only light was my footprints. So who am I? I've been wondering, who am I? And was I here at the beginning of time? Am I one of the ones that seated? I know I'm an old soul, but that stays with me because I keep questioning it. I want to know, who am I? What was my purpose? I know my purpose is what I'm getting ready to do now, but who am I? I love walking. I always walk wherever I go.
Okay.
I walk.
All right. Let's just hold on and just let Zora answer.
Okay.
And you want to know who you are?
Yes.
Well, your galactic name, as many other people, there are also a multitude of beings who have your galactic name as well, but it is Nova.
Nova?
Yes.
Okay. And she wants to know if she was here at the very beginning of time.
Of Earth time.
if you want to, if you can, if you are asking about Earth time,
yes,
you were here before that.
I was here before that? Okay.
Yes. You were in the cosmos
okay.
before you were here. And you were what is called a holder of the light.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And that is beautiful. That is why your footprints were all lit up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And
that's
you.
Why I like to okay. walk every city, everywhere I go. I always walk.
Indeed.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Thank you
thank
for that
you.
Wonderful question. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. And our next caller is, we have three left. So here we go.
Indeed.
This caller is 360 ending in 7067.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Karen, and I'm in Indiana. And I had a meditation many years ago with, I had the image of a purple planet with purple mountains and just purple everywhere. And it's come back to me numerous times, and I've wondered, is there such a place? And do I have a connection to that as a home planet?
Oh. Well, that would be what would be termed as Alpha Centaurian. And on Alpha Centaurian, the oceans are purple.
Mm.
And of course, the trees are also purple. And yes, you do have a connection with that planet, and in the Alpha Centaurian star system, you are also what is termed as an aquatic as well.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Indeed.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. All right. Next person is 214 ending in 8467.
Hi, Zora. Hi, Jane. This is Kathy
in
Dallas. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Kathy. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Kathy in Dallas. Zora, can you tell me where my twin flame is, please?
It's a twin flame day, Zora.
I don't know.
Yes, I understand this. actually, you have what is termed a twin flame, and the twin flame is located presently in orbit around Terra Crista.
Terra Krishna.
Terra Krishna.
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth.
Okay. All right.
He is on a ship
mm-hmm.
that is in the orbit of Terra Krishna.
Okay. Thank you.
Indeed.
You didn't want to tell her whose ship it was, did you, Zora?
What?
You didn't want to tell her what ship that was?
Prime Creators.
Prime Creators?
Okay.
Indeed.
Wow, there you go.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All of that is wonderful. Okay, so now our next caller is 007. 309 ending in 007. And we have one more call after that, and we are done. And please do not light up your press 1. We need to end this call like in 5 minutes, so let's see where we go from here. 007, and you are on the air with Zora.
Hello, Zora. Hi, Jane. My name is Sheila. I live in Central Illinois, And my question is for Zora. When someone has passed, crossed over, and they come back in another body, not as a walk-in or a drop-by, but as a soul braid, and where they...
As a reincarnation.
So when that happens, does the soul that is braiding in, do they remember once they get braided in who they are and what they're doing, and would they remember people in their lives before? This is a question I had.
So what was your question again?
Do they remember once they get braided in, when that soul gets braided in to this other body and they are
sharing
that space, do they remember?
Right.
Is it like when we come here in the first place, we don't remember who we are or where we came from or anything. Do they remember who they are? Do they remember, like, I was wondering if he actually would remember me, or do they remember what they were doing and that they did this, or they just come here and they have this veil over them? This is something that's taken place with someone that I loved that I lost, that transitioned, and he has braided into another body.
So braided in and walked in is similar.
Yeah, but a soul braid is the other soul doesn't walk out. They share that space.
Ah, okay, there you go, Zora. That's why they call it braided in. They share that soul is still there. The
right,
soul.
But
and then the other person comes in.
But the braided the soul that's braiding in, he was shooting for a full-on braid, which would be 80% of his soul and 20% of the other soul, and then they braid on out the original soul in that body. So I didn't know when that happens, if they have any recollection of who they are or what the reason for coming back in body was, you know, any of that. I just didn't know if that memory was there or if they were veiled from remembering anything.
Indeed. Well, so in essence, your question is what?
Do they have a remembrance when
of
they're braided
they do.
In there? Do they know? So when he's
yes.
in this other body, came back in this other body, he would remember who he is? And
of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't know.
We're good.
I didn't know. Yeah, that was my question. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And yes, they would have a recollection of it, yes.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know.
All right.
Okay.
All
okay.
right.
Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Thanks.
All
Bye.
Right. Okay. Next person is 858 ending in 6271. And we have one more after this, Zora. We will not take any more calls. So, hello, 6271, you're on the air with Zora.
Yeah, hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. This is Xavier in San Diego.
Okay.
Yep, I just had a question. Zora, you once told me I was Pleiadian. And I was just wondering if you could tell me what exactly is my mission for being here at this time, if I have one.
Okay. So your question is what? What is your question again?
Xavier?
What is, yes.
Could you repeat your question for Zora? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said you once told me that I was Pleiadian, and I was just wondering if I'm here for some type of mission or purpose. for being here at this time, because I feel like I am. I think I have an idea what it is, but I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. So? When you want to get the answer that you're seeking, you simply go within yourself and you simply make contact with the God of your being. And your answer will come from the God of your being. It is not for me to say. You have the answer. It is with you, with your God being.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You say it here?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Okay. Very good. That's
okay.
The answer.
Indeed.
All right. Is 949 ending in 5710. And I just want to let people know that we are going to be ending this call now as more people are continuing to get online. So this, as I said, this is going to be our last caller. And we'll go from there. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. No. 5710.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear her, Zora?
I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, thank you, Zora, for everything you're doing for humanity.
Okay.
My name is Estela. I'm from Argentina, but I've been in the States since 1992, and I live in the mountains in Garden Valley in California. I listen all the questions, and I just I know what you just said to the person before, that you need to listen to your higher self, and I think I've been doing
your goddess self.
Yes, my goddess self. And so I'm an architect, lighting designer, and I've been working with energies and colors, and I'm very sensitive, and it seems like I don't wanna, you know, the word trust your goddess self. And I think I'm having an issue with that, and recognizing all what I can do. And I'm struggling with that.
Well, you simply go within. And to do this, you simply rub your hands together, and then you call upon the goddess of your being by saying, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. And then you ask the goddess for your answer. For the answer to your question, and you will instantly know the answer.
Okay. Can I ask you name and where it comes from?
Say what?
My name.
Do you want to know her name, her galactic name, and where she's from, Zora?
Well. You're also Arcturian, and Nula is your galactic name.
How do you spell
that? Nula is N-U-L-A, Nula.
Okay, does it have any meaning?
Which is called the... In simple terms, it is stargazer.
Yeah, my name is Estela,
okay.
Which is almost like a star. Yeah.
Nula
okay.
Is your name, and the meaning of it is stargazer.
Thank you,
Zora.
Thank you
okay,
very much.
Okay, Estela, we're going to let you go. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, everyone. This is our Q&A for today. And mm-hmm. it's been wonderful. It's been great information for everyone who is here and everyone who will be listening to it on the call as a replay, or even perhaps, we don't know if this will go onto YouTube or not. So, Zora, if we could have just a short, very short healing pulse, and with the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we will call it a day. So.
Indeed.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1. Receive.
Indeed. Receive.
And was there any last few words, Zora? So you receive, we're receiving all of the love and the healing as we continue on our ascension journey. And any last sentence or two to share with everyone?
Continue to meditate and bring forth your blessing. You have the power to do that. And you also have the power to heal yourselves as well. Remember, all of you walking this planet are either gods or goddesses, and you're also healers within your own right.
Very good, Zora. All right, everyone. And just a reminder, we do have a call with Dr. Kier. Zora will not be on this call. It will just be Dr. Kier, who's going to be giving more information, updates as far as the RV, and hope you'll be there. So it'll be another blog talk at 9 o'clock this coming Saturday, 9 o'clock Pacific time. And we shall see you all.
Indeed.
Much love to all of you.
And my beloved,
yes.
My beloved Zoraya
mm-hmm.
will be up in the Pacific Northwest.
We'll be traveling.
Visiting some
for a short
traveling, time. Yes, for a short while. And upon returning back down here, she will be stopping in what is termed Mount Shasta to replenish her supply of Mount Shasta water. So if you are in that vicinity upon the time that she will be there, then you may have an audience with her if you happen to be there at the time she's there. So she is going to up to the Pacific Northwest and be there for into Oregon to a place known as a
so see it just kind of opens up a an opening. So now people are going to want to know, like, specifically when Zoraya is going to be there. And I don't think Zoraya has a concrete date or hour when she's going to be there.
That is so.
Correct.
But, yes, she will. When she is leaving for the Pacific Northwest on the morrow, and she will be coming back this direction on what is called the 13th. So. If you happen to be in the vicinity of Mount Shasta on the 13th, then she will be at what is
right.
termed, you may run into her at the Mount Shasta City Park, because that
okay.
is where the waters will be collected.
Indeed. All right. So, everyone, we shall talk soon. We'll talk to some of you on, well, we won't be talking. It's just going to be Dr. Kier presenting some information for all of us. All right. So with that, we shall be ending this call. Much love to all of you. And
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive all of you this extra energy bolt, pulse, energy pulse, and healing pulse at the same time. And we wish you all, which is time, a wondrous, glorious, and loving evening. And farewell.
Okay. Thank you all. Bye-bye.